And you have a certain gothic quality, and a certain evil eyes you're very good at. Yes, you were, in the green room beforehand, you tried to psych people out with it. Are you a
it's
dark...
It's all bollocks, he's just...
we can match Bob Monkhouse week, I mean, if people are swearing... have you a dark side, because you're doing a thing on Radio 5 too, the spine chillers.
Yeah, I think everybody has a... Yes, I do have a very dark side.
Yeah, yeah, but in which way, would you collect horror comics, or do you just like...
No, I think, you know, this is the politically correct caring and sharing 90s, which is, uh-huh. You know, we've had 12 years of that woman, and I think she's had a drastic effect on all of us. Well, she certainly had an effect on me.
Ben Elton backstage now is applauding like crazy.
Oh, is he? Bless him.
The other thing with you, of course, you pop up in Hollywood, and equally you pop up on little old Radio 5. Is it only because you just like to keep working, or you're not...
Because they ask me. I think if I lived there, if you live there, you can be very grand and say what you will or won't do. But you know, if you live in England and in the burbs, I live in Twickenham, so you can't really sort of say, I'll do the radio. You do what comes along and what interests you. The clip that you saw, not that I came on to plug anything, I didn't know that was going to be shown. A great friend of mine, Peter Capaldi, made this film for a tiny amount of money. And it's called Kafka, It's a Wonderful Life, and it's going to the short film festival. It's at the Barbican in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah. When I used to watch chat shows and actors say, actually making a film is very mundane, it's very boring, there must be some upside to it. Was that a good thing?
I've never said that it was boring or mundane, ever.
No. It is good.
Yeah. It's glamorous, it's sexy. When people say, it's boring, you know, it's terrible to do bed scenes. I used to get into bed on Henry and June at 9 o'clock in the morning, get all the kit off, and lie there, and it was... It was. Don't ever believe when people say, it's so hard, there are 30 people around you. It's great, and they pay you.
Yeah.
But they bring you food because they think, he doesn't want to show his old ghoulies walking around.
I actually think I would not like to show the old ghoulies walking around.
You don't mind. Used to it after a while, because the guy said to me at the interview, he said, I want you to play like a real Jimmy Stewart part, and you've got to be real serious and like no mania, no nothing, and you'll have to strip and walk around without your clothes on. And I said, yes, that would be fine. And after you've done it for the first time, the men are the most embarrassed for you. They know what it's like to be sized up.
Yeah.
So there's all that, all the cameramen, everyone's sort of looking away. And it's the girls who are like going, yeah. Shamelessly.